In the continuing series on gems from the Old Testament, we hear about the word refuge. Many seek refuge in all the wrong places. But because God is our refuge and strength, we can confidently say, we will not fear anything. Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3, describes a scene of chaos and upheaval. The earth removed, mountains cast into the depths of the sea, waters roaring and troubled. This may be a cataclysmic event in nature, or the images may symbolize the chaos and upheaval of life. The phrase, though the earth be removed, is literally, though the earth change. God's strength at work in our lives. For human beings, few things are more frightening than change. Yet Scripture assures us that God never changes. This means that God does not love us today and hate us tomorrow. He is not for us one day and against us the next. Instead, as Psalm 46 declares, he remains a very present help in trouble. Sadly, many people seek refuge in all the wrong places. Fame, fortune, careers, even addictions. Each of these refuges is doomed to fail, but God never fails. And this is why the first word of Psalm 46 is one of the most important words. God is our refuge and strength. The word in Hebrew for God throughout Psalm 46 is Elohim. This is actually a plural word, not in the sense of many gods, but rather emphasizing the fullness of the attributes of our triune God. Fullness of grace, fullness of wisdom, fullness of love, mercy, and power. And this is why, God is why, we can confidently say we will not fear. We will not fear sickness, we will not fear death, we will not fear pandemics or terrorists or economic downturns or loneliness. We will not fear what others say about us. We will not fear anything. God's personal involvement in our lives. If Psalm 46 verses 1 to 3 assures us of God's strength at work in our lives, then verses 44 to 7 assures us of God's personal involvement in our lives. And these two important facts, God's power and his willingness, are addressed in Psalm 46, verse 7 and verse 11. In these verses, God is not only called the Lord of armies, but also the God of Jacob. He is God over all, but also God of the individual. God is in our midst. God is on our side. These are the constant refrains of Scripture, loudly heralded in Psalm 46. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. Or as Paul wrote in Romans 8, if God is for us, who can be against us? And where do we see God more in our midst and more on our side than in the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ? That Jesus died on the cross for our sins is the clear, indisputable proof that God has the power and the willingness to help us. God is in control. Psalm 46, verses 8 through 11, comprises the last section of this great psalm. Much could be said about these verses. In an age of wars, terrorist threats, the boasts and swagger of nations and leaders, how comforting it is to remember that God is in control. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Yet notice particularly Psalm 46 verse 10, where God himself turns to us directly and says, be still and know that I am God. When overloaded by life's worries, anxieties, and burdens, we need to stop, listen, and reflect on what God is saying. He's saying, I am God, you are not. There is no better, no safer refuge. This article is written by Mark Weiss, professor at Immanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.